Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the One to Count On. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to catch up with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti.
Spectacular downtown trick-or-treat happening later today, 4 to 6 p.m. in downtown Perry, and obviously a fan favorite event and certainly a lot of fun for a lot of people. But first, can kind of just take behind the scenes and highlight some of the work and efforts that's been put into organizing it and putting together this event?
Sure. So we've been having numerous conversations for quite a long time. I think we're all pretty used to the ebb and flow of event cancellations and alterations and everything, and that's been no different with Spooktacular. A lot of, decisions to be made as far as moving forward and how to do it safely, but all ultimately, trusting the community and hoping that we can all keep each other safe and healthy during the event so that we can continue to have that tradition move forward and something to look forward to for the kids, especially that have gone through a lot of changes and adjustments for, 6+ months now. So really the conversation has started months ago as far as, is this possible? Can we do it? And really, on the fence weighing the options, but ultimately hearing from the community, hearing from the businesses that also heard from their customers, seeing how things are going with the school. There's a lot of, different situations and different opinions about everything, but ultimately we did what we thought was best as far as providing the option for people to participate as businesses and organizations, as well as the community on both sides of things. So it's a totally optional, completely free to participate. The businesses are very generous every year, never really knowing what the turnout is going to be, dependent on weather, depending on what else is going on, what other communities are doing things. So it's really comes together really, seamlessly over the years. And so this year is no different as we have those conversations.
So looking forward a little bit further down the calendar, some exciting news for bicyclists and artists regarding the Borough events. Cool little incentive to kind of spur up some creativity as far as designing a Burr shirt design contest. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what people should know about it?
Right. So another event that we are in the planning stages is many conversations have already taken place and will continue to take place as we finalize, the smallest of details. But right now we are working towards at least saving that date and planning on some sort of event on Burr, which will be February 6th. And so with that, one of the funnest parts of registration is getting that T-shirt every year, and people really enjoy that tradition. And we're opening it up this year to have kind of build up some engagements and have a little fun, get people excited about what that could be. So we're inviting people to submit designs. We've suggested a theme, thinking about burying 2020 in the past and, looking forward to what we hope 2021 will bring. And so we are encouraging people to submit their designs by Monday, November 9th. They can email those to the chamber. They can send us a message on Facebook to get that information. They can draw it and drop it off at the office. Just give us a call ahead of time. And we're going to have a little fun with this and see what people come up with and pick the best one. The winner, whichever design that we choose, will receive $50 in Perry Bucks. So a nice little perk, a little incentive to, get some sketching or some digital design, graphic design in, and see what you come up with. So, thanks in advance for those submissions, and we are looking forward to seeing what people come up with.
And then registration starts this Saturday?
Yes. So we are opening up registration online this Saturday, October 31st. And so we will get that that'll be on Eventbrite. There will be a link on the Facebook event page, and then much more to come as far as details but pretty typical with the early bird registration, that deadline being January 1st, and then moving into pre-registration and day of pricing structure. One new thing this year is that we are going to mail out all pre-registrations. So that has adjusted our time frame and also our fees a little bit, but there will be, you know, the mailing will be included in that registration. So we know that that will be helpful for those that want to support the ride, may or may not actually join us for the ride, but they can get their packet ahead of time, or it'll just kind of help us with the day of as far as keeping people moving on through so that we don't have, you know, large masses as we try to avoid those sort of situations indoors with the check-in. So like I said, I could go on all day, but we've got lots of information still to come for that. But it's really exciting to have these things moving forward and putting plans in place so that we can still look forward to things despite other, you know, alternatives and alterations to those traditions.
Very cool. Very fun. That answered all of my questions. Is there anything else that the Chamber is working on that our listeners should be aware of, or anything else you'd like to add while I have you here?
That really covers a lot of what we've got going on. People can pencil in November 13th. That's a Friday for the next Sip and Shop. That again is typically Art on the Prairie, but with that going virtual, that kind of changes things a little bit for our merchants that normally have holiday open houses. A lot of them are still planning on doing that. So just encourage people to, you know, check in on Facebook and see what's going on with some of those new updates, and always a reminder to support our local businesses.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.